Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Many Christians have heard and perhaps have even told the fictional story of the man who finds himself on a deserted island. He prays, asking God to save him. A boat suddenly appears, and the captain invites the castaway to safety. But he refuses the offer, because he's waiting for God to save him. When a rescue helicopter and airplane pilot issue the same invitation, both times the man refuses. He's waiting for God to save him. When the man inevitably dies, he is heard complaining that God didn't save him. To which the Almighty replies, "What do you mean? I sent a boat, a helicopter, and an airplane. What more do you want?" The story is a bit corny, but also insightful, because it teaches an important biblical truth. God saves through means. What does that mean? It means that God doesn't normally save people in flashy, miraculous ways. Instead, he saves us through the gospel, the good news of salvation, communicated by ordinary people through his ordinary word and simple sacraments of holy baptism and holy communion. No lightning, no thunder, not even a boat, helicopter, or airplane. Just simple means of grace, word, water, bread, and wine, all vehicles of his saving love. If you're waiting for something else, don't hold your breath. Nothing else is coming. But what more could we want or need? In his word, God assures us of his perfect and unconditional love and forgiveness in Jesus. In baptism, he washes us with water and his word, making us holy and perfect in his sight, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish. Through the Lord's Supper, he feeds our faith under bread and wine with the body and blood Jesus offered on the cross for the forgiveness of sins. These are God's rescue vehicles, sent in abundance to ensure our salvation, now and forever. So don't miss the boat of God's word and sacraments. They are here to save you. Jesus, open my eyes to recognize the work of your everlasting salvation. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.